Five, four, three, two, one. I'm John Miglosh for the Wisconsin DMA and the International Society for Strategic Marketing. Coffee time. You know, I switched to tea for Lent. I drink my coffee at home, and then I have my Earl Grey. And I think I'm going to get some new Sainsbury from England shipped over with some product samples on a project I'm working on. I said, slip in a pack of Sainsbury's tea in the shipment. Can't get it. Ugh, it's frustrating. Anyway, in a world like this, we ought to be able to get Sainsbury's in the United States. You can get it, but you can't get Earl Grey. I don't know why. Anyway, hi, Ed. Nice to see you on. Let's go. Okay, so we got some great stories. It's getting so hard to pick the stories because there's so many good stories. There's like 10 good direct mail stories today, and I just, you know, you're out of luck. You're only going to get two or three because... You know, but they're the best. So you know that they're the best. Okay, I love this. I love this image. Your brain in a box, like the Matrix. Anyway, another emotional win for paper. This was a really interesting study. Obviously, advertising dollars are flowing to digital, right? That one we all know. Is that a good idea? Not sure. We're definitely not sure about that. But we know that it's happening, okay? So the USPS sponsored a study at Temple University, and they did some interesting stuff. I zoomed in a little bit here so you could really see it. It wasn't a big study, but they had 40 physical and digital advertisements, and the participants responded to the survey on ad products and service preferences. They tracked their eyes, they tracked their skin and their heart rate at the time that they were looking at the ads. Okay. And, hey, Phoenix, I had a great talk with Paul, but I got another idea. So I need to talk to you guys again. One more idea. I don't remember what it is, but if you call me, I'll remember. Okay. What they found was, first of all, I thought this was interesting. They put them in an MRI machine a week later to evaluate the long-term impact of the ads. And basically, you know, the reaction, the attention was better in digital, okay? But the author way down in the bottom points out that they were looking at the digital ads on a huge big screen TV, which you don't usually see these ads on. They're usually designed for mobile. And the author says of this article, not of the study, but the author of the article says his or her, I don't know who wrote it. Let's go see who wrote it. Yeah, it's a guy there, Roger. Roger Dooley says their experience is quite different on a big screen TV versus a phone or, you know, a digital device. And I agree, it's tremendously different. I optimized this show, for example, for a phone, so you can watch it on your phone, or you can watch it on LinkedIn. But on LinkedIn, they start you out at a little. But when you click on it and it's huge, Yannick, that's a little hard for me even. So scale it down. You know, you can still probably read quite a bit of it because I'm not looking at it even full screen or even close to full screen. Okay, so they exposed them to the ads, but then a week later they measured their MRI and they also asked them questions, both. Okay, which I thought was fascinating. Okay, so they spent more time on the physical ads. The engagement was about equal. Now, in the experiment it was, but I contend that mail has 100% engagement with a decision maker because when it comes to your house, first of all, not everybody can throw it out, only the decision maker. And as far as I know, I'm the only one who's mentioned this. You know, I thought it up myself. Because my wife said to me when I dropped some mail on the driveway with bringing it in on my motorcycle, she says, "Don't you look at the mail?" And I realized I didn't really. I just delivered the mail and she looked at it. It's always been that way. And she knows what's what. And every now and then I'll pull something out like that oil well I invested in Texas that keeps costing me money. I pull those out so that she doesn't see it. Don't tell her. But, you know, it's only like $5 a month, and I'm an oil well owner. I own like 1/100th of 1/1000th of 1% of some oil well. Two oil wells that equally don't work. Okay. So when oil is $100 a barrel, I actually make enough to fill my tank with gas once a month. But most of the time, it just costs me, you know, it costs me a cup of coffee. Anyway, so she makes a decision. She's the decision maker. She's the one engaged. And that's what you want in advertising. You want engagement from the decision maker, right? So mail has higher engagement than a mobile device where you're ignoring most of the ads as much as you can. You basically work hard at ignoring the ads in digital. Your brain spends more time working at avoiding the ads than it does thinking about the ads. So there's a couple ways which this study was actually skewed toward digital. Big screen and they had to look at it, okay? It wasn't like a mobile device where you shoot, 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 and you don't see it. Or, you know, on an average big screen, the ads are over on the side. And so you can just read the center. Or you can hit the read button, which I have on Firefox, and they go away. I love that part. Okay, so here's the one that I liked, an emotional reaction to the ad. So in the second phase, there was much more of a recall of a trigger of the emotional centers of the brain. Oh man, that's good. Also, better recall of the source and content of the ad, and a subconscious desire for the product service. It lit up your desire centers better. How cool is this? Okay. And the subconscious value a participant places on the product or service. Okay. Right. Thank you. Thank you up there, Ed. And good comment. Okay. So there's all kinds of reasons why, even though the Postal Service paid for the study, it actually is skewed toward digital. But nevertheless, the impact of the engagement. So just by the nature of mail, 100% engagement, you have to deal with it. You have to throw it away. You can't just let it pile up. It's physical. Unlike digital, which is evaporating constantly. And if you don't grab it before it evaporates, it's gone and you're happier. Okay? Mail does not evaporate. It piles up, as my style consultant pointed out to me, because in the pandemic, she was a little shell-shocked by the whole thing and just let her mail pile up. But eventually, it's too big a pile. You got to deal with it. God bless mail. So anyway, this entire study, and here's a couple more. Yeah, the large screen, the mobile, quite different. The big takeaway, marketers want to use the most effective and impactful medium, but they also have to pay attention to what consumers are using most. Now, see, again, I would say in mail, now, the Postal Service is working really hard to devalue mail. I gotta say. And if you're on here from the Postal Service, say hi, fight with me. Somebody from the Postal Service ought to fight with me. But I'm saying the Postal Service is devaluing mail. First of all, they've already said they're going to deliver it slower than it ever was. They're going to basically force people out of first-class mail because they're telling them we're going to treat it like ad mail. We're going to deliver it in a week or two if we feel like it. We're not going to deliver it on Saturdays. We're not going to make it timely. We're going to make it worse than it's ever been. And we've got informed delivery, which means you can scan the outside of your mail and you can decide if you want to look at it or not. And as the style consultant said, that means I can now ignore my mail. I don't have to go to the mailbox because I can see that there's nothing important in it. You see, Postal Service, how you're devaluing mail? Style consultant says, oh, now I can ignore mail just like I ignore email. See that? Even if it works, it undermines mail. In my case, I just got tired of it because the stuff that looked important, I couldn't open. It was just the outside of the envelope. So it was, to me, it was a colossal waste of time, so I blocked it. Did I unsubscribe? No. It's still coming. You can still count me as one of your 12 million households or something, but I absolutely refuse to look at it. And I think that's probably not uncommon. I think people get a kick out of it for a while and then realize it's not that helpful, except to devalue mail. So, but with mail, yeah, up until now, you had to look at it. You had to go there every couple days and, you know, but, you know, the kids are moving away from getting their bills online. Getting their bills in the mail. We get our bills in the mail, so we have to go to the mailbox. We get our tax stuff in the mail. We have to go to the mailbox. So as the Postal Service continues to undermine themselves, you know, this will become more true. But it also gives more opportunity to those of us who do use the mailbox. Okay? And I think one of the best reasons to use mail is that it does drive traffic to the web. Donald here likes, this is a menswear catalog. It's a really nice catalog. I really like it. And if he wants to place an order, I'll jump on my computer. What I normally do instead is I go on my email and search for coupons and specials. Yeah, okay. Oh, in Sun City, people are running out to the mailbox. Yeah, I agree. That's probably true. A Sun City community. I wish I lived in a Sun City community, and that was the big highlight of the day. Right, and people do use, I've heard, people have told me, because I ask a lot of people, have you ever heard of informed delivery? And they tell me yes, and they use it so they know when. No, that doesn't tell you when it gets delivered. You know, I like that eBay sends me a message that it's something I ordered has been delivered, because then I remember what I ordered. Or sometimes I just like going to the mailbox because it's like Christmas. I don't remember what I ordered. My glue sticks came yesterday, and my new shoes that I ordered. See, I remember what came in the mail yesterday. I don't remember most of yesterday, but I remember that. And so, you know, then there's some speculation in the article about commodity items and how, you know, maybe a catalog doesn't work for them. It can work. It can work especially for accessories that go with a higher ticket item. But that, I don't think that this guy's a mail expert. I think he's just going over the study. I have downloaded the study for you, and I'll put it up on WDMA.org. So the 48-page study itself will be available on WDMA after a few hours today. And if you're a subscriber, you can get it there. It's the simplest. You just go into the members only area, and it will say something like USPS Neuro, because I always shorten up the names. And so there's, sorry, I only got to the one best article, and there'll be more tomorrow, because I have a dozen direct mail articles that I need to get to, and it's getting harder every day because there's a renaissance of mail. People are realizing that mail is scalable, mail is engaging, mail is powerful, and people are oh, brother. Never mind. I'll skip that. Have a great day. Like and share. Your friends will know you're smart. Bye-bye.